Hello, Lisa. Thank you for interviewing with me today. We're going to start by introducing ourselves. My name is Caitlin Everett. I am 17 years old. Today is October the 22nd, and I'm speaking with Lisa, who is my mother, and we are recording this interview in Bloomsdale, Missouri. Now, why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Lisa Harp. I am 36 years old. Today is October 22nd, 2020. I'm speaking with Caitlin, who is my daughter, and we are in Bloomsdale, Missouri.
Lovely. So I'm going to just ask you a few questions about your work and what you do. Speaking of which, what do you do for a living?
I'm a records management analyst.
Can you explain to the audience what that means?
A records management analyst is somebody that helps set policies and procedures to implement a records management program. A records management program is all of the records that are created during the course of business and also establish financial, legal, and regulatory responsibility.
That's honestly really interesting. I can't imagine that you as a little girl were like, I want to be a records management analyst when I grew up. So what did you want to be?
I wanted to be a veterinarian.
Yeah, that sounds pretty similar to mine when I was a kid. Except mine just came in bursts and I just wanted to be everything at once. Yeah. So, do you even like your job?
Yes, I love my job. My job gives me the opportunity to work with many different departments. My job's like knowing a little bit about each department and every organization I work at, and I get to work with people all over the organization and learn all about what their jobs are. So my job is an ever-evolving, ever-changing job with new challenges every day. Every single day.
Yeah, sounds really, you know, ever-changing, like you said, and just interesting to experience every day that you just don't have the same thing over and over. Sound like it doesn't get boring at all. So how did you even get to a records management analyst? I can't imagine it took a lot of work to do.
It's not a job that has really a degree path unless you become a librarian, and most people that become a librarian are the librarians in organizations. There are a lot of librarians that work under or with records management. Records management is kind of a compliance function. So lawyers are usually have records managers to help them manage their records, but they're more familiar with the legislation that goes along with it. So it's kind of a job that you can't study for. And so you just kind of get into it. Now there are certifications.
Of course.
So once you have, I think it's like 5 years experience, you can be a certified records manager. Archivists are usually really familiar with records management. So working for a government, you can have jobs like that, even though they're not something you can study for unless you're like a librarian or an archivist, so like history majors.
Where did you work before this to get that experience of 5 years?
I worked in records management for a local government at Houston Community College. And I kind of just fell into that job.
Seemed like it just was like a spur of a moment thing to happen to get you to where you are.
Well, what they really liked about my background was that I had a high customer service and communications background, as well as being really familiar with the bulk of the records produced by a college, because I had previously worked in the registrar's department who handles the bulk of the records. So even though I didn't know the principles, I knew about the records the organization produced. And that's when they decided to take me on with the skill set that I had to teach me how to, what the principles were and how to apply them.
Yeah. I mean, you really worked hard to get where you are, so I can't imagine you have some funny work stories that you want to share.
Funny?
Or just any favorite story that you have from your work life.
Oh. Well, I can't think of any particularly funny ones. But I can think of, I mean, interesting things that my job has led to is, like, you know, usually what you find in boxes are really interesting. People don't always know a lot about records management, and it's really expensive to store records off-site, but a lot of the time people are in a hurry, or somebody has left a company and they just like pack up their stuff and they're not sure what's important or what's not. So just kind of like put it all together and leave it sitting someplace for like 10 to 15 years. And then they call our office and say, hey, could you take a look at these boxes and decide whether there are any company's records? Well, from somebody that had retired, I learned all about their like horse show experience. They barrel raced, they did, you know, Saltgrass Trail in Texas, in Houston, Texas, all those big riding tails every year. And so I learned more about this executive after they left my old company than I had known whenever they were there. I, like, learned a lot about their life as I decided to put those aside and tell their previous assistant to contact them, even though they're retired, and come pick up their stuff because we're not sending it to storage. So you learn about those things, and
they are records. Maybe records that aren't necessary.
They're not the company's records. And so, you know, and they are, you just learn a lot about what other people do. I think that's some of the most interesting parts of my job are connecting with people from other departments.
Yeah. If you could choose any job in the entire world, no matter how impossible it might seem, what would you want to do?
Well, that changes every week for me, but I went to a seminar where I listened to some guy talk about organizing the collection of data the way that it's been organized by, like, Cambridge Analytica in the past, and even though that turned out being illegal, whatever. So the way that they're collecting all these data and trying to come up with, like, things like GDPR, and I know California started to implement that, and Illinois. I really like the idea of working close with regulatory authorities to know enough about that technology on how to, first of all, preserve privacy while allowing us to access a lot of that data in an organized fashion. Because right now it's just getting so much of it, but we can organize it so well that someone doesn't even need to know much about you in order to have an entire profile about you. And
yeah,
I think harnessing some of that legislation and being involved in that would be really neat.
Yeah. And then one final question, just to kind of wrap things up. What kind of legacy do you want to leave as a parent onto me?
Oh, a legacy for you. I don't know. I really like to leave you with the idea that working really hard for something that you really like doing is well worth it. I also, even though I've moved out of the education industry, still feel like that if you can give back, that is the place to give back. There's huge education disparities in this country, and it doesn't have a lot to do with what I do directly, but I like to think that my job allows me to constantly be learning, and there's some jobs that don't have that opportunity, and there's some people, even as children, that don't have that challenging of education, even though they're perfectly capable. So because it's a passion of mine to be able to always have that ever-changing, ever-evolving environment and, like, challenge my mind, I hope I can leave you with that. The education, just your own personal enrichment, is extremely important.
It definitely is.
And to have a job that challenges you, do things that challenge you. It'll make you a better person.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for letting me interview you today.
You're welcome, daughter.
Thank you, Mother.